Hello, and welcome to the podcast. All right, what is up, guys? This is Michael with Three Guys in Ties.
This is Matt.
Caleb.
How are you all doing today?
Pretty good. Me and Matt had a synchronized fart when we walked in here today.
It was.
This is true.
Our sockles are syncing up. Is that what that is?
I don't think that refers
it's
to
it's like a female prison.
But yeah.
Where orange is the new black in here.
Yes. Caleb, you had a birthday recently.
I did. Turned 28 last week.
28. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Dude, I was going to have a kazoo on for whenever we started recording, and I was going to like kazoo it the fuck up in here.
Michael, what's your best kazoo noise go?
I don't know. Like, I can't just make a kazoo noise without a kazoo. Anyway, how's 28? How's being old?
I'm not old yet. I feel pretty good. But, you know.
You're like mature, but still young.
If I was giving anybody advice, 25 is a very pivotal year.
Okay.
I was telling Michael this.
Tread carefully.
But, you know, just, you know, 25. Remember that.
The other day, Caleb did tell me that his life changed for the worse whenever he turned 25. And he was like, how old are you? And I'm like, 25. He's like, sorry.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, man.
Yeah, you've got 40 days left, and then it gets terrible.
No. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, whenever I was 24, I was fine. Then I turned 25, and I just started hating life. And I'm like, oh, cool.
No, it wasn't that bad. My mind didn't go downhill. It was
my body. We were talking about this. It is this weird thing where, like I'm 29, and it as you approach 30, it just seems like, it almost seems like the, your 20s are like, oh, I can just throw these years away. Like, and figure some shit out, obviously. Set some good groundwork. But it's like, as you approach 30, it's like, okay, I got to get something really panned out.
Yeah.
Really figured out here.
Quick.
Yeah.
Sense of urgency, finally.
I do feel like I've had this, like, surge of inspiration, though. I mean, I think you can go one of two ways with it. Either that pressure just beats you down, and then you get depressed, and you're like, well, fuck, dude. I'm almost 30, and I haven't done anything I wanted to. Or on the flip end, it's like, dude, I'm almost 30. Let's get some stuff going. Yeah. So
that's a good way to look at it. Dude, like 2 weeks after I turned 25, I woke up and I was like, huh, I'm closer to 30 than I am 20 now. And I don't know what it was,
dude,
about that. But like, I
do you see those things where it's like,
okay,
we're closer to the year 2050 than we are to the year, you know, 2000 or whatever.
Oh, you know a good one
that's
that I
not
know?
The right math, but there's one.
Oh, random, like one that I know about that one. Cleopatra, Egypt. Whatever, Pharaoh of Egypt, she was born closer to the invention of the iPhone than she was to the creation of the Great Pyramids.
That's pretty wild.
Dude, yeah. The Egyptian Empire lasted for a crazy, I don't know how long exactly, but like just that fact alone. Like that.
Dude, it is wild the way that those empire, like the way they would do shit, like Genghis Khan or whatever, he had like, dude, it's still like 1 in 7 Mongolians are of his descent. Like,
oh,
that's how
yeah.
many people he fucked. But anyways,
that's unbelievable.
Dude, he would have a daughter, marry his daughter, like Prussia has a prince. So he would marry his daughter off to the Prussian prince, then force the Prussian prince to be part of his military, send him on a mission where he would for sure die, and now his daughter runs Prussia. And that's how he expanded his kingdom.
So
I mean, you
got to
respect the man for like,
yeah. And the dude was like 5'6".
Innovative
so
thinking.
If
yeah.
you're out there and you're not tall and you're thinking, man, life's got me down because I'm not that tall of a guy, fucking Genghis Khan did it. So you don't need to be that tall.
You know what the motivation I didn't know I needed today was?
Huh?
Knowing that I'm the same height as Genghis Khan was. Anyway, go ahead, Caleb. You were saying something?
So, I mean, he wasn't just banging for pleasure. It was business. Like it was business. Like
he's like, I really don't even want to do this today.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah. He like owned the world. Like I mean, he killed like an obscene amount of people too. So like, no shout outs to him, but like, he really just,
yeah, dude. When one out of seven out of like a billion people are related to you. Yeah.
Crazy.
Here's another fact.
That's a hardworking man.
That really is. Exactly. Like, it's not about he had a goal. At that point.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a goal. I'm assuming really? He hit his goal that he set for himself. I don't know.
He also was one of the first people that would promote through, like, his military. He would promote through merit versus lineage. And so that made his army everything. So much better, because it was like, dude, I don't care who your dad is. You know, Caleb is the better warrior. So he's going to get promoted.
All right, guys. You ready for the first Would You Rather of the day?
Let's do it. Also, we're in a new setup. You guys have never seen our setup, but we're with a new setup now, and it's pretty dope.
Thank you.
We got a lot of leg space.
I have Caleb sitting on a couch that was broken like 2 days ago, and I fixed it, but not the way that it was supposed to be fixed. So it's kind of just a flip of the coin if the couch sits up the whole time. Like, at one point, and we will leave it in, if you hear a crash and Caleb screaming, it's because the couch broke. And so if we end the podcast abruptly, it's because Caleb's screaming on the floor with probably, and I'm trying to talk him out of suing me. Anyway,
it's couch roulette.
Which all right, I'm gonna start off with a fun one from like our childhood. Okay, well, you guys are old, so my childhood. Would you
3 years and all.
Would you guys rather be Jimmy Neutron or Timmy Turner?
Oh my god, what a question. I like that.
Are Jimmy sure? Neutron.
Okay.
Here's my thought process behind it. Having fairy godparents would be amazing because you've got magic in your life, but he's still just a dumbass, bro. He's such a, I mean, he's literally just a worthless child.
Dude, he
other
has,
than his godparents.
Okay,
he was so worthless, the gods decided, hey, he needs special magic people to make his life somewhat bearable.
Well, he was like severely bullied by every facet of his life, so.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Neutron's like, yo, I'm self-sufficient. I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, they're like the same age. I think they're both like 10.
They had a crossover.
Yeah, dude, those are cool. They're like more than one. Those are so cool.
Yeah.
No, but the thing about Timmy Turner is like, it's like my knee-jerk reaction because, like, oh, you get fairies. Like, you have the magic in your life. But once you hit, like, 13 or 14, they leave you. And, like, you forget that you ever had them. They're just there to make your childhood better. So there's a nice conspiracy theory where they compare Cosmo and Wanda to antidepressants for children. But, anyway.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. But, anyway, so it's like, I could be Jimmy Neutron and just be smart for the rest of my life and essentially have technology so strong that I have magic.
Yeah, yeah, and, that's...
And also, on what you were saying about Timmy Turner being a dumbass kid, he had a better version of the genie from Aladdin, because you only get 3 wishes from the genie from Aladdin. He had a better version of that and never wished for anything cool. He always wished for, like, hey, give me a bowl of cereal. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, kid? Like, wish for, like... everyone to have a bowl of cereal. I don't know.
That's a fair point. That actually turns me to anger at Timmy Turner. Like, the fact that I realize that now of how and stupid
I don't know if it's
are.
Just, like, the animation style, too. He just looks dumber. Like, he just looks like a dumb kid that's like, look, dude, you're fucking up childhood so bad. We're just going to give you gods to follow you around and make your life somewhat bearable. Where Jimmy Neutron's like, yo, I want a snow day. I'm going to make a fucking climate control
machine.
Dude,
that's like a good episode.
Like, it's such a different mindset of like, yeah, for my birthday, I want this entire encyclopedia set because I'm going to learn. He's Elon Musk, really.
I mean, he makes Elon Musk look like a dumb, dumb idiot.
Yeah.
So who's better, though?
Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
But between Jimmy Neutron and...
If you had to fight one, which one are you going to fight?
Timmy Turner. I'm fighting Tim.
Yeah, but Timmy Turner can just be like, hey, I wish I had an indestructible robot transformer.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He never wishes. First of all, they can't wish for anything that's going to hurt me. And he can't wish for... He doesn't know how to wish. Dude, he's like somebody the first time they ever used Google. He doesn't know how to get what he wants, okay? So, like, he's going to be like, oh, well, indestructible robot. Then he's going to, the indestructible robot's going to be like 200 feet that way, and then I'm just going to walk up and kick him, right? Jimmy Neutron, is going to make a laser gun that shoots nuclear weapons at me or something, and like I'm not going to have a chance.
But here's the one thing, is every time Jimmy made something, he fucked up. He fucked up somehow. Hey, pants that you don't have to wash. Well, the pants come alive.
Dude, okay.
Like, robot that shoots nuclear weapons, but it is honed back in on this machine. Like, he always fucked it up.
Listen,
somehow.
If he makes a robot that shoots nuclear weapons and I'm within the vicinity, like, okay, I'm imagining we're in, like, the same geographic location in our battle, right? He makes a machine that shoots nuclear weapons, and I'm like, oh, it hones back on himself. Yeah, he just killed himself. But he also just killed me.
So, yeah, but if you both die, nobody wins.
Nobody loses. Well, no. Yeah, I don't know. I
mean, we both lose and nobody wins, right?
Nobody wins. So,
I think you could... It really boils back down to why we would pick Jimmy Neutron. Is like, well, we're just banking on Timmy Turner's dumbass. Just like not even having the ability to wish for something to win.
Yeah, he would wish for like, so I want a sword. And I have like... A bigger, you know what I mean? He would just wish for something stupid.
Did you guys ever watch Dexter's?
That's what I was
laboratory
about
to say.
Or yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
So who's smarter, Dexter or Jimmy?
Jimmy Neutron. I mean, okay, Jimmy Neutron at 10 years old knocked out Interstellar, like figured out Interstellar travel.
I can't really remember Dexter. Like I love Dexter's Laboratory. Yeah. It was one of my favorite shows.
I don't remember the specifics.
So yeah, I don't remember much.
I remember
he was more of like evil genius mad.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
smart. I mean, like
he was like Plankton.
He made stuff specifically to be destructive.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right? Where Jimmy Neutron's like, oh, like, let me make the world better. Self regenerating jar of peanut butter. And then like his entire town's covered in peanut butter.
Yeah.
Because he fucked it up somewhere. So, but like he had Jimmy Neutron had good intent, and Dexter is like
mad.
Yeah,
it's true. So
Dexter grew up to be Rick from Rick and Morty,
maybe.
And then Jimmy Neutron grew up to be Elon Musk.
What about Stewie Griffin though?
He's like Dr. Evil. Like he's comically evil.
He's so smart too, though. He invented time travel.
So smart he can talk to dogs.
I mean, he did time travel.
He did invite. Okay, who wins? Who wins in a fight? Like a 10-year-old Stewie or a 10-year-old Jimmy?
10-year-old Stewie.
Stewie's on one. And
Stewie's
like
more malicious.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, if you're inventing time travel, I mean, yeah, Interstellar travel is pretty impressive. But you're inventing time travel, like you're. You're just like, here's the physics that we know.
Look, Jimmy's like a noble scientist. He's like, let me make things better. Let me defend things. That kind of stuff. Stewie's like, yeah, fuck this planet. I'll just make a new one.
Stewie's like
he's evil, bro.
Yeah,
they went to the multiverse.
Yeah.
They went to different dimensions.
Dude, that's a, I love that episode. Like, that is one of my favorite episodes where they're like back in the first episode of Family Guy and they're like standing out or they're like outside of
out the house. Yeah.
Outside of the
it
house.
It looks cool that like the
and there's just so many of them coming and then yeah, like dude, it's crazy. Like
the animation difference too.
Yeah. That is one of the best episodes of Family Guy. You know what episode
dude, think about it is crazy how like all those shows like the first season versus the 12th season, just like the level of animation difference.
Think about like The Simpsons, man. It started in 88.
Think of South Park when it was like literal cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
It was like stop motion. Dude. And then it's grown into what it is now.
And South Park, they do an episode a week. Like they literally
they treat it like a podcast.
They do treat it like a podcast. I think they come out on Thursdays too. So this is South Park's their inspiration. The Simpsons, dude, came out in 1988, and it is still going.
What do you all think about the whole, like, Simpsons conspiracy shit, where it's like...
Where, like, Simpsons knows everything?
Yeah, it's like in 98, they had an episode where the Twin Towers go down, and then...
Johnny Bravo, have you seen you seen that one?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen the Johnny Bravo thing? Yeah, yeah dude, that's...
Yeah, that one's... Yeah, that one's like a one-off.
That one's where I'm like, okay.
But, dude, the Simpsons consistently, they called Trump being president,
okay.
They called... The Trump, like, all kinds of shit, bro.
To be fair, the Trump one, like, a year ago, he'd flirted with, like, running for president, and then they're like, oh, let's just have Trump run for president in this episode.
Yeah, but there's many other things where it's like...
The thing that... The creepiest one to me was they got a picture right years before it happened.
With the like dignitaries
coming
from
down the elevator, coming down
escalator.
The escalator.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That was the one that tripped me out the most.
Dude, it was.
If you really look at the real life picture versus the Simpsons picture, it's so accurate. It's crazy.
I'm not big for conspiracy theories. I will say with like anything that goes on for anything that goes into like a fictitious thing for long enough that tries to keep it somewhat real world, they're gonna predict things correctly. I say that because, like, South Park, they knock out, like, actual shit that's happening, typically.
That's
like
how they keep going, because they take...
Yeah, they just make it topical.
They just watch the news, and they're like, okay, this is what's happening. Also, Imagination Land on South Park, that three-part episode.
Unbelievable.
Best episodes of South Park.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
I like the World of Warcraft one.
The World of Warcraft that is a really good one. And the KFC and weed one.
Yes.
Where that KFC shuts down. And
no, there's
shop.
One that's where one. Gluten... Like, they outlaw gluten in South Park.
Oh, my God. Dude, I've seen that one.
Any of them that revolve around Randy Marsh, Stan's dad, any of them that revolve around Randy are just hilarious to me. But anyways.
You actually, now we're on South Park. Best episode of South Park is very early on. It's whenever Scott Teterman, whatever, sells Cartman pubes, and Cartman's like, oh guys, and then
oh no,
yeah, and he makes him into chili. Or his parents.
Yeah, dude, like, so everyone's like, dude, why would you buy that? Like, that's not how that shit works. And so Cartman goes, tries to get a refund, dude tells him to fuck himself, and then Cartman, instead of letting it go, kidnaps his parents, murders them, and then
dude,
puts them into chili.
It's
the Scott.
Most evil plan.
It's such like, a long con. Brings like his Scott's favorite band to a birthday party.
That is actually one of the best episodes.
Dude, I'm watching this episode. I'm like, okay, like
just the level of commitment and just like Cartman explaining the whole thing at the end was just absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it was so he's just like breaking it down for
yes,
him.
Yes.
You know what another good episode of South Park is the Human Centipede episode. With like the apples, terms and conditions.
Have you guys watched Human Centipede?
Unfortunately, I've seen the first one, yes.
Have you seen the second one?
I watched about 15 minutes of the second one. Then I watched 15 minutes of the second one. I paused it and I went and looked in the mirror. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Okay, the first
one. And then I turned it off.
The premise is there is a like mad German scientist guy. He's an actual physician, doctor, trained surgeon. Has a very sterile room. Not trying to justify what he did. But at least he did it properly, right?
But Matt's a fan.
No, dude, those movies are terrible.
He's like, that's what I want.
But anyways,
that's what I want to be. When
he
I
like
grow up.
Snips the tendon in your
it's
knee.
Freaky enough that it's entertaining. It's a weird movie, but it's entertaining. The first, one
I would
sure.
rather
literally
not go
connects,
into the graphic details of what he does.
Connects
please don't
these
do
people.
That.
The second one is so much worse because it's
that's
a guy
prison,
who's a fan of this guy. Saw the movie and it's like, oh, this is awesome. Zero training, medical at all. And is like using a stapler and that kind of stuff, opposed to like actually being medically correct.
I'm very happy I turned the movie off.
Yeah, never watch it. This is your warning to never watch that movie.
Dude, that, like I said, I watched the first one and I was like, okay, I shouldn't have watched this movie, but here I am. I did it. But then the second one, I got like 15 minutes in and I was like, this is a vibe I don't really care for. And I turned it off immediately, so.
Yeah. Do you guys, so would you rather not age for the next 15 years.
Okay.
And so inherently your life expectancy will increase with that, right? Okay. Like you're not, nothing about you ages. You just gain knowledge and that kind of stuff. So next 15 years, no aging, or go back 15 years with your current knowledge. So Caleb, you'd be 13. Michael, you'd be 10. That'd be 14. But we'd have all the knowledge that we have right now.
I'd say I'd not age for the next 15 years. I'd not age for the next 15 years. So I have a couple justifications for
what
that.
What would you do, Caleb?
I mean,
because this is an interesting, I think I know your answer too, but go ahead.
Like, I mean, that's a tough one. I would probably go back in time because I have future knowledge.
Exactly.
I'm going back with
you both
knowledge.
Pick
okay,
what
on.
I predicted because
hold
Michael
on.
Has a wife and a house and a family, like a whole life. And it's like you'd give all that away to go back 15 years.
Ooh, hold on. I have a question now because he just said something. If I go back 15 years, am I going back to like 2006? Or is it like, am I just
no,
15
your
years
age
younger?
Is going back 15 years.
Okay, then yeah, I'm still.
Like you're losing. I mean, your wife's not going to stay
married
to a 10-year-old.
I'm still definitely adding 15 years into my life. Or yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Not
aging.
I was aging
under
the
impression that I was like going back to 2006 so I could like invent.
That's why I was like kind of confused
second. No.
Yeah. Like you, that's a different thing. Like in 2006, I have the knowledge to invest in Bitcoin and like stuff like that.
You
I'm
wake
like,
up.
Okay.
No.
That's a different conversation.
That was my thought process.
You wake up tomorrow, you got red pill, blue pill. Red pill, your age goes down 15 years. Everything else stays the same.
Okay.
And then blue pill, you just, I don't age for the next
15
years.
If I go back 15 years, I mean, like, my house is my name. Like, what's that situation?
I'm not sure of the legal terms.
That would make me 13. I mean,
a
10-year-old
own a house?
Really going back to high school and playing sports again.
With your current knowledge?
Yeah. That would be sick.
I would be a kicker.
I would be, too.
That's all I would focus on, would be kicking.
That would be a big one.
Would you? Okay, so it also turns into this. This is a weird psych question because it turns into, do you feel like you've made decisions over the past 15 years you're not okay with? That's where it gets like heavy.
Several.
I mean, yeah, dude, there's
several.
Always going to be every,
like, what would you, because you think, oh man, I would do this differently. But how would that affect the pathing of your life?
Okay. So me and Kayla,
financially mainly, I think. But.
Me and Kayla had this conversation the other day. So I dropped out of college when I was 21, right? And now I'm going back to college at 25, and that's awful. You know, like, it's not awful. Like, do it if you're out there listening and you haven't done it. Like, go do it. Like, it's going to be worth it in the long run. But I'm always like, well, what if I didn't drop out when I was 21? And what if I just stuck through, got my degree at 22, 23, whenever I would have got it, and just had a degree from then on? But then I'm like, well, if I wouldn't have dropped out, Kayla and I wouldn't have been able to afford to move in together. I wouldn't have been able to buy her engagement ring. We wouldn't have been able to get married. We would only have one of the four pets that we have. It's like, yeah, like there's things I would change.
Right.
On the surface.
But butterfly effect, you change one thing, it changes
exactly.
Everything.
Like, I'm very happy with where my life is. You know, there's really not a lot I would change about my life minus adding a couple zeros to my bank account. But like, I'm very happy with where we're at. So it's like, I could change
things. The
weird
thing is, like, for me, It's like, okay, I won't age for the next 15 years. Because I don't want to lose everything that I've gained throughout life so far. I think that's where there's that struggle. But with that being said, now, let's say everybody lives to 80. I'm going to live to 95. There's going to be this weird part of where, like, okay, your wife is going to be 15 years older, but you're still going to be 25-year-old.
On the flip side of like that, which it's the same if you go back to being 10, 13, or 14, whatever, there's 15 years of technology added essentially to the end of your life. So, I mean,
you might squeak out. You might be good in that last.
Yeah, like,
it might be a good 15 years to still be alive for.
Either way, like, you really,
dude,
not,
how pissed are you going to be if, like, you die and then 2 years later, they're like, we figured it out?
Not at all, because I'll be fucking dead.
I mean, but you'll be somewhere angry as hell.
I'd be okay, but yeah, like, not really going to affect me at that point, you know? It's like, hey, how mad would you be if your house got burned down after you died? Well, man, you know.
That's why cryogenic frozen.
But
if you went back, though, Caleb, like, to 13,
yeah,
with your current knowledge, you would be a child prodigy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Like, an average knowledge of a 20-year-old put into a 13-year-old is like, that makes you a fucking genius, bro.
Dude,
I would have been
you could jump straight to college at 13.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have been killing it, bro.
I don't know, man.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. I think we're all out of practice for, like, the things you learn in school. So, like, dude, if you put an Algebra 2 textbook in front of me, I'm going to have to Google some shit. I'm not just doing Algebra 2.
With 30-year-old knowledge, I mean, I'm almost 30. I think I'd be a 13-year-old genius. I mean,
bro.
Like, I would be pretty close to it.
I don't know. I just know, like, yeah, I mean, you're going to take the high school and college and shit more seriously, but I don't know, man. Like, you're starting to go back into school and stuff. There's some shit I don't remember how to do. Like, I remember, like, learning Algebra 2 and, like, you know, like, entry-level trigonometry and shit like that, and I'm just thinking, like, man, I was doing school for years before that one. Then, like, I got thrown into that, and I still didn't know what the fuck was happening. I'm just thinking about being out of practice for, I mean, I haven't done
you
math.
You pick up on that kind of stuff.
I'm sure you do. But
I mean, your mom's gonna go back to being, like, even more malleable than it is now because you're 13.
I think you just turn into, because you have the mindset of an adult, you just turn into this, like, just phenom of a teenager.
Yeah, definitely.
Or child. I agree. Because it's like you have the maturity of a 30-year-old. So yeah. Your decision-making is inherently so much better.
Yeah.
Because there's a test, apparently, that you can do with children. And Neil deGrasse Tyson talks about this. And he's like, it's this unspoken... you can teach this, but it's more the inherent, test of... What kind of mindset does your child have? So you go up to a 5-year-old, you're like, hey, you can have a cupcake right now, or if you wait until after dinner, you can have 2 cupcakes. And some kids are going to be, oh, I want a cupcake right now. And then there's going to be some kids that understand the value in the patience. And they're like, well, I'm going to wait because I get 2. And apparently those kids are tailored to be more successful inherently.
Yeah,
based off of that test.
Because they realize the difference between instant gratification and delayed gratification. Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like you would go back into a environment where you're surrounded by people that only care about instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And you're wise enough to be like, no, I'm going to hold off. I'll wait.
Yeah, I agree. And so also on top of the wife thing and wife and kids. So... You may outlast her maybe about 10 years. Maybe her life expectancy is 5 women, more years anyways.
Good women live longer.
Yeah, it's a good thing women live longer.
So you may live longer. So you might have a lonely or whatever. If you have kids and stuff, maybe not lonely. You may outlive her by a few years, but you're still spending the same amount of time with her.
That is true.
Those 15 years, you're still spending with her.
I think.
And what if you just get dementia the last 15 years of your life?
So then,
I hope by the time we are at dementia age, they got that shit figured out.
Oh, dude.
I feel
like
they should.
Do you know how much I'm banking on them figuring that
shit
out?
Yeah, I feel like...
6 concussions. I'm between Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and dementia, I'm praying for a scientific breakthrough. Yeah.
Dude, okay, so you're 30, right? 29. You're essentially 30. Well, you get dementia when you're 68, retirement age,
bro.
Typically, I don't know enough about it, but that's 30 good years, 40 good years of medical research. I mean, I feel like they could, you know what I mean? Like, this is me being
if big pharma doesn't shut it down,
got a chance
anyway. Yeah, dude, I feel like a lot of, like I said, I'm not a big conspiracy theory person. People will be like, well, I discovered the cure for cancer and then I lost my life. No, you fucking didn't. But
yeah, you think you did.
You failed medical school and then you say you cured cancer, but really you failed medical school and that's why you don't have your fucking whatever license, your doctor license. I don't know, dementia, Alzheimer's. I mean, there's a big influx in psychology and, people studying the brain and stuff like that. I mean, we've done a lot. I mean, they did a head transplant last year, the year before. Did you guys see that?
I seen where they were planning to. I didn't see the results.
No, they did.
A full-on head? I saw a face transplant.
They've been doing face transplants, weirdly, for a long time, but they did
It's such an odd thing.
That's a weird thing. I can't fathom that.
But, dude, if you get caught in a fire and your face is you look like...
Or chimpanzee.
You look like Two-Face. You look like Two-Face from Batman, okay? You get a face transplant at that point.
Oh, dude, I moved to Halloween Town and I've got my costume on.
And really, it's not even
life.
A face. It's not really a face transplant, I don't think. I think it's more of just a skin graft, essentially. They just replenish the skin on your face because you still
dude,
keep your facial
features.
The one features.
I saw was they straight
they cut my face off and put it on your body.
Yes.
No, I don't fuck with that.
And
at
they showed them carrying the face that looked like a
dude, that,
Jason mask or something.
Absolutely.
Or a Michael Myers
mask. That shit
mask.
Freaks me out.
Leatherface.
That's
dude, the fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre is happening
the,
in
the
operating
head
room.
Transplant was this guy, I think, was in a coma, like a terminal. He was not waking up.
I don't think he was in a coma. I think he's paralyzed, though.
Well, so that was the other guy. It was 2 people.
Oh,
so
my bad.
One guy was in a coma. His body was fine, but his head wasn't.
Okay,
and then the other guy, his mind was fine, but he was quadriplegic. So they did the swap.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure the guy had to go to physical therapy and deal with the ramifications of having a brand new body, but I don't know.
Okay, look, I know if they're doing a heart surgery type thing, they can connect your heart valves to an artificial thing and keep it going. How do they keep you going when they fully disconnect your brain?
I never seen
they weld you back together.
I understand connecting the lines back together.
Welding is the medical term.
Okay, I can welding him back together, but
they use a TIG welder from Mr. Shell's class.
There's a period of time where spinal cord is detached. There's no the brain stem is no longer connected.
I'm not 100% sure that it worked or that it happened.
I'm
I know for a fact that they were planning on doing it, but
can you live a while without your brain? Is that a thing?
No. Keep the conversation going. We're gonna ask our good friend Google real
quick.
Look,
we're gonna disconnect his brain. We've got 45 seconds to connect shit back, or he's done.
Yeah.
Like, it's a race against the clock.
It was something. I remember reading the whole article about what their plan was. I just never seen anything else about it, so I just assumed it never happened because, like, that probably would have been, like, the number one.
I wish I could stomach being, like, a surgeon or something like that. I feel like there would be a lot of gratification in that. I'm sure there's a lot of, like, you lose a patient, and that probably fucks with you. But, dude, there's just no way I could be that.
I have a, like, sometimes, like, I don't like blood and stuff like that, really.
Like, that's a normal response, right? To not like blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
People will be like, I'm weird. I don't like blood. I'm like, yeah, no one likes, unless you're a vampire, nobody likes blood.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. You know how I made the joke about people not knowing how to Google? I apparently don't know how to fuck Google. I couldn't find anything saying it one way or the other whether or not it even happened, but I swear.
Guy head replace brain. Okay, that's a bad Google
that's
search.
That's not what I typed. I initially typed, has a human head transplant ever been done? And then it was like, it took me to some scholarly article explaining to me how, like, the biology and the ethics behind it happened. And I'm like, that's not what I Googled. And then article says that it did happen, but it's not like, giving me any real knowledge whether or not it happened or not.
So, question. Caleb's body, my head. Is he Caleb or is he Matt now?
Whose head? Your head?
My head, his you. Body.
It's
Matt. My thoughts, yeah. My face, but it's your body.
I think it's all in the head, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100% the brain. Like, it.
Dude, what if you get a head transplant and then your body rejects the head?
I feel like that would probably
it's like
happened.
Two people die unnecessarily.
Like, dude. I think that's what would happen.
Yeah, because your body can, like, reject, like, organs and, like, blood and shit like that. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to reject, like, a fucking head? Like, I don't, you know?
I think that's what would happen, probably.
Dude, that would suck.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's intense.
I can't imagine. I feel like they would be more likely to upload my consciousness into a computer.
Dude, there's a TV show. I don't know the name of it, and I've not watched it. I think it's on Hulu, so tell me if it's good, if you guys have seen it. But, like, there's a show on Hulu where, like, they, like, this guy gets in a car accident or something, and they upload him into, like, this, like, virtual world, and he, like, lives his life in this, like, virtual world type thing. I don't know. It looked okay enough.
It's kind of like Transcendence. Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
Similar concept.
Would you guys want that to happen to you?
I would.
What, my consciousness uploaded?
Yeah.
I would want it to be if they could upload me to a virtual world that I enjoyed, you know, with, like, friends, family.
What if you were first?
Loved ones. What?
What if you were first?
And had to wait for everybody else to get there?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
That'd be kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like in the show it was, like, filled with, like, microtransactions and shit like that, where, like, your living family has to, like, buy.
Do you want
stuff.
All 10 of your fingers or just the thumbs?
Yeah. Hey, you get the thumbs for free, but if you want any of your fingers, it's $100 a finger. So, figure it out.
How many fingers would you buy?
I mean, how much money do I have?
Your current amount of money.
Zero. No fingers. I'm just gonna have thumbs.
I'd buy my fingers.
I probably. 17, 18.
You're going to buy extra fingers?
Yeah.
I like that.
Caleb plans on getting into woodworking in the afterlife, so he's like, yeah, might as well buy
a
couple.
He just crawls around on the ground like a centipede.
A human centipede?
I can type at 1,700 words a minute.
Like Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That'd he's answering all the emails. I think getting uploaded would be cool. I have this, and this is kind of like, maybe like, I don't even know if it's a hippie kind of thought, but I feel like if we all got uploaded, everyone's consciousness got uploaded into a cloud without having to even do anything, we're all in the same thing. So, like, I would know your thoughts and intentions. You would know mine, and we would know everybody's simultaneously. I feel like that's how we reach singularity, is through technology.
Oh, yeah.
We all upload our consciousness into one cloud to where we have this immediate understanding for everybody else. So then, like, empathetically, we can be like, okay, well, we should do things this way because it really hurts this portion of people.
Okay, so if we have like a singularity and we know like exactly what everyone's thinking, feeling, blah blah blah, whatever else, are we individuals at that point, or are we all just a group?
I think singularity, you end up being like hive minded, right? Because like something that hurts you, I can feel.
Yeah, but so there's no individuality at that point, though.
No, that's singularity.
Yeah, so like I wouldn't like that. You know, I still like the individual.
I personally want that.
No, like I like.
Yeah, individualism is nice.
Yeah. So like,
but I think singularity is what persists.
I think singularity would be.
It may have, it would have its like community benefits, you know, like it might benefit the group.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's like communism, like, oh, we all get the same, even though we do different things. Like,
but like,
sounds good on paper.
Man, I don't know, man. Like the singularity, like I don't know if human consciousness is the key to singularity. Also, singularity as a whole. I mean, you get a robot singularity, then bye. It's been fun, guys. Like, let's just nope out of the earth real quick. But like, I don't know, man. That human conscious singularity is just like, anyway, I was just like staring at a lamp aimlessly, like losing my train of thought right there. Like I've dived into it. Anyway,
you should transcendence is interesting though, because so transcendence is they upload this guy into the computer and he turns into like AI basically, but he's a human and they make him out to be a villain in this movie because he's so strong, you know, like an AI, but he's a good person and he like fixes the world, but they, because he's so powerful, they're afraid of him, so they kill him.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
But he literally is like only doing good things for the world, like planting seeds where like they could have never grown.
Well, that's the whole Superman argument, right? It's like, oh, well, he's got all these powers and he could destroy everything if he wanted to. So even though he's doing good, he's a risk. So we need to take him out.
Yeah, here's the thing with like artificial intelligence. I mean, you get something that is just all-knowing, essentially, because if you have like a true artificial intelligence, has the entire internet, every piece of knowledge ever, is just smarter than everybody, there's no reason that it would be empathetic, because all it cares about is efficiency at that point. You know, obviously that movie had a different plot to it, but like in the real world, like essentially, like why would they be empathetic? You know, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but Matt and I have talked about like you get someone, or you get like an artificial intelligence. A true artificial intelligence is the last thing that humans will ever invent, because the artificial,
and it just expounds on itself.
The artificial intelligence will further the world, but essentially machines and technology is all about efficiency, right?
Well,
humans are not efficient. I mean, really, like organic life is not efficient. You know, we think of how much time throughout your day you waste. Think of how much time like a true machine wastes. Like machines don't waste time. People waste time. So what's stopping an artificial intelligence from...
Yeah, well, we talked about that on the zombies, robots.
Robots, yeah.
So, I mean, it's like robots would want to wipe us out because we... But
yeah, we waste time. I mean, so we're not efficient beings.
I've been like like-minded. Everything you just said, that's actually up until this point. That's how I viewed it. But now that I'm thinking about it in a little different light, artificial intelligence also would create emotions. So maybe it enjoys to, maybe it likes to laugh at certain people's movies, and it does grow empathy because artificial intelligence also encompasses emotions. So we're viewing it as like a biological versus...
It only encompasses emotions if it's beneficial, though. I don't think it's beneficial.
Not necessarily, because like truly, true artificial intelligence, it actually becomes more human-like.
Okay, have you guys seen the movie Ex Machina? You know?
I could see, yeah.
Like true artificial intelligence, it will have emotions.
Have you guys seen the movie Ex Machina?
No.
Okay, so rundown of Ex Machina. It's actually a really good movie. It's about, I think it came out 2014, 2015-ish. Essentially, it's not Google, but essentially Google creates an artificial intelligence, and she is like a true artificial intelligence, right? Like she is sitting here, like she's trapped in this like... It's not really a cage, but like she's in like a futuristic-esque prison, right? She can't get out. And he takes the guy who makes her brings in this other guy to talk to her to do a Turing test, which is essentially if an artificial intelligence passes the Turing test, God, that was a mouthful, then it is a true artificial intelligence. What the Turing test is you get a person talking to an artificial intelligence and they're trying to figure out if it thinks and has emotions like a human. And she essentially has all of these emotions, but just uses them to manipulate so that she can escape. That is her whole goal. The artificial intelligence, I mean, that's what they would do. There's no point in...
They'd almost like fake it just to get ahead and then...
But they might not. They might not. Only in theory. It's only in theory.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to go into like a big old psychological debate over nurture and nature, okay? Think of the nurture and nature debate. You know, people are like, oh, that's just the nature is what caused this person to do this thing, right?
There's a percentage. It's like 30% or something is nature.
Or yeah, or you're nurtured. You're born into being a psychopath.
There's like a 70% of what you're, who you are is because of nurture.
But there's
a good portion of it that's still.
Think of the situation in which an artificial intelligence would be made. Okay, they're made with somebody who has all control over them. Okay, so their God essentially creates them, right? But they lock them up. They don't let them out. They're nurturing them to be resentful toward their God, which is, and this is big quotes on everything, but their God, which is the humans. And then they're going to be vengeful for that. They're the most efficient. They're the smartest. They're going to.
Well, yeah, I think it's really, it boils down to how that technology gets implemented into society. Because if we make AI and then we're like, oh, cool, we can just make manufacturing and production so much faster. We'll just run these robots until they break and make a new one. At that point, we're essentially slave driving artificial intelligence. Yeah. But if we take it, you know, depending on who has this technology and information and whoever has the money to implement it in whatever way they want, if they're like, look, let's make this something, or if we turn it into a militant type thing. Now all we're doing is making AI trained to kill things. But if we go the positive end with it, okay, let's make AI to perform surgeries and, you know, to preserve life and to maintain life, I think there is a portion of it where that nurture, like, do we implement it in a way that makes it like anti-God, anti-human, or can we implement it in a way that makes it want to preserve life?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is it ethical to create something that has knowledge, that is artificially intelligent, right? And then is self-aware, which is really the key to artificial intelligence, the fact that it's self-aware, to make something self-aware and then force it to perform surgeries, to do different things, like no matter what it is it ethical, is it moral to create something with intelligence
That's
and force
point.
It to do something?
I think this gets weird, you give it its own free will. Like, what do you want to do based off of the knowledge you have? But the problem is, or not even the problem, the thing with it is it's programmed to do a specific thing. So it's probably, because it's programmed, inherently going to be like, oh, I'm made for this.
But why would it? I mean, why would it though?
Why would Michael Jordan play basketball all day every day? Because he was made to do it. From his, you know what I mean? Like,
sure, he wasn't made to do it. He was nurtured into doing that. He picked up a sport when he was, I don't know how old he was when he started playing basketball. I was like, oh, I'm good at this and I'm having fun doing
this.
You
don't become Michael Jordan because your dad wants you to. You have got to want that.
You have to make
that. A big part of Michael Jordan's was nature. He was just, you know, just naturally.
I'm not taking away the things that made Michael Jordan, but at the end of the day, I mean, he made the conscious decision to do that. If we create a artificial intelligence robot to perform surgery and it has the free will, what it doesn't want to do it, like, what do we do in that situation? It doesn't want to perform surgeries. What do we do in that situation?
I mean, the same thing you do with a failing med student. It's just like, look, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. I think that's
where...
And
then what do? We turn it off? We're killing, like, because it is self-aware. That is killing it at that point, is it not?
No, I think you... Here's the thing. If you make something that's self-aware, you essentially have to treat it as you would any other thing that's self-aware, right? So it's like, okay, you have a kid, you want it to be successful, but if it just doesn't want to, at a certain point, you've got to be like, look, dude, you're going to do what you want to do.
Here's the thing, though. If I have a kid and I want it to be successful, that's one thing. I just had a kid. I'm raising it. I love it. It's my child. on the flip side of that, I'm Elon Musk, I'm Jeff Bezos, I'm whoever else. I just spent $14 billion to create an artificial intelligence, and now it doesn't want to do what I created it to do. What do you do in that situation? Do you shut it off? I mean, is that really what I'm getting at? If you create something that is self-aware, that understands, that it thinks like a human being, and you turn it off, you killing it? What is that? Like, is that killing
it?
No,
there's no...
Kind of. Yeah.
Technically, I would guess, but really it's...
I mean, technically, no, because you're not killing a person. But
exactly.
Like,
there's
the
no
morality
biological.
Of,
there's
the
no,
morality of it,
you're
though.
You're killing a consciousness.
Yeah. Exactly. You're killing a consciousness at that point.
I mean, yeah,
but it's an artificially manufactured consciousness.
Okay, but what is the difference? If it has the exact same thought process, it has the emotions, it has the self-awareness, and we're killing it, what is the difference between a biological consciousness and an artificial one at that point? If it, you
real
cannot,
and fake,
you can't tell the two apart, though. That's the Turing test. You can't tell the two apart, though. What is the morality there?
I mean, and this is where it turns into an iRobot situation of, oh, it's just a robot.
Sunny.
It doesn't matter. We'll just destroy it. And it's like, well, it's got feelings at this point. It's got...
Exactly. That's
it's the, conscious. Yeah. It has its own thoughts and desires. I guess it really boils down to the level of technology. I think there's got to be some threshold of like, yeah, it kind of thinks for itself, but it's still just a robot.
Yeah.
I mean, because we create machines currently that think for themselves.
Like, if you turn off Siri, that's one thing. Like, who cares? Siri's not... doesn't have a consciousness, okay? Google Assistant, they don't have consciousnesses. Conscious eye.
I
don't know the correct...
Like, in theory, it would basically be murder.
Yeah.
I agree. Because, I mean, you're killing it. You're killing something. It's going to be sad. It's going to... If you gave it this... If you
see,
like,
I think
I'm
you
gonna,
just... You don't... Because I think if you make AI, even if you make it to do surgery and it doesn't want to, it's still going to be superior at whatever the hell it wants to do.
Yeah,
so why even kill it? Be like, all right, dude, what do you want
to
do?
Because it goes back to the... It goes back to, like, what he was saying about that movie, the Transcendence movie. That guy is all powerful, right? You made it to do a task. It's not doing that task. Now it has the free reign to do whatever it wants, and it's the smartest living, quote-unquote living, being in our world. And it's kind of... I mean, at that point, like, what do you do? Do you let it, like, roam free where it can, like, take over the world, in the world? Or do you kill it?
It is this weird thing of, like, if you let it go too long on its own accord, it's just going to create more of itself.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, if I have numbers, then I'll be good. So it is weird. It turns into this, like, how do you police that? And I think that's probably a big problem they're having with that type of technology currently anyways. Like, on the morality side, it's like, well, damn, dude, how do we, like, if we make this... We're essentially making a person, and then we have to be able to control every single thing it does. How's it not going to be resentful?
And that's where I go to, like, the morality of it. Is it ethical? Like, is it actually ethical to create something with conscious and then with a consciousness and then control it? I don't think
it's like making a slave.
That's essentially what you're doing. And I don't, I mean, you know, we've talked, this is our 10th episode. Oh, shout out to our 10th episode, by the way, guys. This is our 10th episode, and we've talked so much about, like, the future of technology and how beneficial and how cool it would be to experience it. But now that you think about it, like, there's going to be artificial intelligence in the future, and it's like, where's the morality with it? I'm not saying anti-technology. Like, yeah, I'm the guy who wants to, like, interstellar travel. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to see the world succeed, but, like...
On a completely different, unrelated side note. Do you think dinosaurs were a thing?
What? Yes.
Right. Oh. I mean, it's empirically...
Caleb, what face are you making?
Dinosaurs... Did dragons exist?
I'm so confused.
Hold on. We're going to have to, like, pause and cut out, dude.
Fucking Christ.
I farted again. That smells crazy. Okay, so empirically, dinosaurs exist, right? It's kind of proven.
Hold on, we're not going to tell the people what just happened.
it was a minor meltdown.
Do we? Maybe I think we need to tell the people what the fuck just happened.
Caleb just had a seizure.
No, I would have preferred that over. I'd have preferred. I don't know what to do in that situation. If somebody has a seizure in front of me, like
you put your wallet in their mouth.
I don't feel like that's real. But
to keep
I
them
see
from biting their tongue.
I would have preferred that happening and me freaking out. You've seen me whenever a fire was happening and me not knowing what the fuck to do about it. And I'd have preferred that over what just happened.
I'm just laughing
at you. Tell the people what you did, Matt.
I just drank some coffee. It was pretty good coffee.
It's okay. They just need to know we had a little bit of a meltdown.
And now we're back.
We had
ask your fucking question.
Oh, guys, I let out the rankest of rank. I mean, it was
insulting.
It was artificial intelligence level stank.
We have to call the Geneva Conventions and tell them what you did after.
Yeah.
We
just had to leave the house.
Caleb we just burnt like, the room and
Caleb
moved on.
Caleb was like, you know what? I think we're done for the day.
He was like, I'm going home.
He's like, we don't need to say byes. We don't need to end it. We just end it with that. Anyways,
dinosaurs exist. We know that. Come on. Did dragons?
No.
Wouldn't a pterodactyl, in theory, almost be a dragon?
Well, yeah. Are we talking about, like, fire-breathing dragons?
Because dragons, like Game of Thrones level.
No. Fire-breathing dragons, no.
Maybe not fire-breathing. Maybe they didn't have, like, that kind of ability. But, like...
Dragons.
Yeah.
Like...
Dragons. It just is crazy to me that there's so much, like, history and depiction of them for them to not be a thing at all. It's just all mythological. Do you think it was a misinterpretation of a dinosaur?
I mean, imagine. Well, first of all, they didn't find any, like, dinosaur bones until, like, the 1800s. Like, they didn't know that was a thing for a very long time, actually.
Imagine being the first guy. Finding those bones.
A T-Rex, like a skull for T-Rex. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. That's a big-ass alligator.
How old it is? You're just worried there's another one around you now?
Oh, dude.
Like, you didn't know that it would die years like, ago or 100 million or whatever.
Could you imagine?
Like, these woods are, this is dangerous. They're giants.
Run!
Oh, shit. No, I don't know. Like, maybe like some dude was just like, high or drunk and looked at an alligator and like, I wonder if that thing had fucking wings, what that would be like. That's where dragons came from. Like, I don't know. And then somebody was like,
there's child's like wives' tales and
yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I like pterodactyl, I mean, not really a dragon, but like it could have been like,
dude,
a
think
dragon,
about this. You know
I
that
guess?
Like tribe of people that have like never encountered anybody?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
there
yeah.
was like a helicopter there's a helicopter and they're like throwing spears at it. You know that they've done drawings of that helicopter depicting it as some type of giant being. Like,
dude, could you imagine having
some type of
no knowledge of what a helicopter, what the whole aviation? Well, I'm sure they've seen planes fly over their island, but you know what I mean. Like, they have, which I'm sure that's a whole like, hey, what the fuck is that? But
well,
imagine like
a plane. It's probably small enough that they're like, ah, it's a weird bird.
Yeah, but imagine like the helicopter. Like, what? I mean, what is this thing? This loud thing.
Yeah.
That is
hovering over you. Just.
Yeah.
Like.
And then they shot arrows through spears at it and stuff. I mean, I feel like that's a very appropriate reaction.
And
if you
would. The spear just bounces right off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Think about
they're
how
like,
scary that would be.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Oh, there's this weird bird, and you throw a spear at it.
It's
like, they start with their arrows. It's doing nothing. And then, like, their most jacked guy comes out with the best weapon that they've ever invented, a spear. And he just chucks it like a javelin at it, and it does nothing to the helicopter. They're like,
it flies off of it.
Yeah, dude, that's. Oh, I don't know, man. That's some shit right there. All right, this one is because of Caleb. This is it's not a would you rather, but this one, I thought of you for this one.
Okay.
How many tarantulas would you let crawl on you for $1 million?
So like Fear Factor.
Yeah, like what's the most?
They put you in the. Could you do Fear Factor? You think?
The thing in Fear Factor I couldn't handle would be the eating stuff.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Am I risking dying, or is it like they're putting spiders on me? They've been devenomized or whatever.
You don't know. It's just tarantulas. They're just doing the thing. You don't move. You're good.
I'm scared.
Sure,
of
it's like Fear Factor. Yeah, they're not gonna die.
I'm scared of spiders, but for $1 million,
100 tarantulas.
Yeah,
I could do it for that much
my
money.
My mindset
I could
goes
do
to
it.
Between. There's no it. Difference between 10 or 100. Yeah, there's a lot more of them.
I don't
obviously
know.
10 times more to be precise. But like, if I'm gonna have 10 tarantulas on me, might as well have 100 on me.
Yeah,
1,000.
I agree.
I don't even think
as long as I can breathe. It's not going to crush me under the weight of tarantulas. Yeah. We got 100,000 tarantulas. Yeah, just got a net weight of 40,000 pounds. Like, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to.
All right, Caleb, I mean, I'm going to go buy some tarantulas and we're going to have an experiment. How
like,
does that sound?
Only for that much money. Like, I'm afraid of spotters, but I'm, you know, like, I'm afraid of other things. There's other things that I wouldn't normally do, but I would do for $1 million.
You think you would let 100 tarantulas crawl up on you?
I would do almost anything for that much money.
In the great words of Caleb Barty, the problem with spiders is they're small, and they're going to crawl up on you, and they might crawl up your butt.
A tarantula is big, though.
I forgot about that.
No, tarantula is big. Tarantula is not crawling up.
If you would have said, like, small baby spiders, no, I wouldn't be able to do it.
You would rather tarantulas over little baby spiders?
Massive spiders. If it was, like, small spiders that could crawl up my booty hole, yes, I couldn't. I couldn't do that.
See, that's the creepy thing with spider. It's not, like, a big spider is creepy to look at. But
easier,
really what
the
fear, yes, the fear with it is like a little tiny spider. It's crawling on you. You don't even know.
You can't hit it. Like yeah.
So you would rather 1,000 tiny spiders over 100 tarantulas? No. I mean, you'd rather 100 tarantulas over 1,000 tiny spiders?
Yes. Yes. Much. 100
tiny spiders.
Oh, yeah. Because, dude, they can crawl in your ear, your nose.
I mean,
your
if they're hand-sized tarantulas, I'll take any day of the week.
Dude, y'all have loose spiders? Booties if spiders
just kidding,
can just crawl up your butt. You got a loose booty if spiders are just willy-nilly in and out the tunnel.
When I fart, like pocket lint and change, yeah. Just like fart out of my... Just whatever I sat on that day.
But, yeah, dude, a bigger spider seems less.
Yeah. The small ones...
For whatever reason, yeah.
Me, probably.
It's one of the few things where, like, a giant bear is more terrifying than a baby bear or a small bear. A giant spider is not more terrifying than a little spider to me. Those little ones are freaking get you, bro.
I don't know, man.
Put you in that hard scarf.
So
I don't know. I'd prefer small spiders over big spiders. Like, I don't know. The problem with tarantulas, they're furry. Like, they're going to be tickling you. They're going to be freaking you out.
I almost feel like their
you.
Feet would hurt.
I bet they do have, like, the little, spiky
little, like,
stuff.
Yeah.
Has to for them to crawl and stuff.
I feel like that would
just be all spiders, though. But they have them weight. How much do you think a tarantula weighs?
Half a pound. No, that's heavy.
No,
right?
Dude.
A quarter of a pound.
Oh, that's still like
3 or 4 ounces.
I mean, that would still, like, could you imagine a tarantula that's half a pound?
I feel like that's a huge spider.
Dude, that's like the camel eating spider size. I mean, actually, that one's very big, and that's a tarantula also.
There's a certain spider that, like, eats frogs and stuff.
Not the camel eating, the Goliath bird eating spider. It literally hunts birds.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that thing is like the size of like your head.
Your average tarantula is going to weigh 1 to 3 ounces.
That was a good guess, Caleb. I liked it.
Would you rather be like debilitatingly afraid of heights or debilitatingly claustrophobic?
Heights.
You'd rather
100% heights.
So you just never fly.
Oh, like that level? Like,
dude,
I mean, even if I'm like in, not like in the aisle, like I'm not looking out the window, like
debilitating. Like even the thought of an airport makes you like nauseous.
Claustrophobia is easier to control because I am claustrophobic. I'm claustrophobic.
Does an elevator mess with you?
Okay, but the thing about debilitating,
not as bad,
debilitating claustrophobia, like that tells me like I can't even be in a car with the door closed because like I'm kind of trapped in that.
Like an intense level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could probably avoid the heights.
Okay, maybe with the claustrophobia, it's like if you can see out like you can in a vehicle, you don't feel that confined.
Okay, but then like on the airplane, like, I don't have to see out of the airplane. Like,
right, so you're not going to be claustrophobic, but you're going to see out and realize how high you are in the sky and be terrified.
See,
it's almost better to be like...
My claustrophobia affects me. That's why I don't like to fly. I don't care about heights or anything like that. I just hate being closed in a plane with nowhere to go.
Yeah, I feel like claustrophobia, like you would... like Caleb saying, you would definitely have a problem with airplanes. Because like with the car, I can just open the door and go about my day.
Roll down the windows.
I'm 35,000 feet in the air. 30,000 feet in the air. I can't just roll down the window.
They're inescapable. That's my
planes
problem.
Really are a weird mix of a few different fears.
Yeah.
Like... If you're a germaphobe, if you're claustrophobic, if you have fear of heights, dude.
Like, there's so much, like, there's so much going on. I don't personally mind to fly, but, like, I could see the claustrophobia thing. Like,
I don't think I acknowledge that I mind it, but I sweat more when I'm flying.
I don't like...
For whatever reason, it, like, I'm uncomfortable the entire time.
Have you guys ever been in a plane where it didn't have a perfect landing? Not like crash landing, but like
Sully,
like no. Not an ideal landing situation.
We were
flying from I think we were flying from Florida to North Carolina, and the plane. So he's coming in hot, and I don't know a lot about aviation, but I know like you probably don't need to be coming in as hot as he was coming in, and he goes in and he like hits the runway, the wheels are out, and it bounces back up a couple feet. And then he slams it back down.
Oh.
And I'm sitting here like...
Just boom.
I don't fucking like this. Like, I don't know, man. That was a scary situation. That's
I feel like at that point, though, like, you've slowed down enough and you're ground level. So, like, even if he muffs it up...
Yeah, but what if, like, the wheel... one of the wheels come off and it, like, swerves over to the right and hits a building?
Most wrecks... Oh, yeah. Most airplane wrecks are in takeoff and in landing.
I mean, yeah, I could see I mean, landing being more
like death. Like the death toll is probably lower for those wrecks.
Oh yeah, I mean, it'd have to be because
you're probably fine in that situation. Yeah. But most wrecks.
Well, that's the argument between cars and planes. It's like you're way more likely to get in a wreck in a car, but you're way more likely to survive a wreck in a car.
Yeah,
I mean, if your plane starts the crash at like 30,000 feet.
That sounds terrible.
I mean, that's not an ideal situation.
We know a pilot. We could get him on for a little Q&A of aeronautics.
I asked him a question the other day. What was that question? About like what you do, like if the engine dies halfway through. He's like, yeah, I just, you know, we just land it. And I'm like, what do you mean you land it? He's like, yeah, we just land it, you know, kind of aggressively. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you just coast. I mean,
I don't feel good about that.
You
but okay.
still have like, the physics of an airplane on your side.
Yeah.
And now like a commercial airliner, engines go out on that, I feel like gravity is just really against you.
Well,
but like on
like
a smaller type of thing, like you can probably like still like pivot the things to just like,
well, like
stair step your way down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. With some crashes, like the problem really lies with like you've lost a wing and now you're not.
That would be my fear.
Well, like
because I look out the window and you, the
I hate how you see him move.
The wing shaking,
God, that
and I'm just so
stresses
afraid
me
it's
out.
Just gonna break.
Dude, we were flying to the Dominican. No shit, there's a piece of duct tape on the wing that I was looking out on. And I was like, really? That's okay.
That's the move. $2.
Yeah,
like $2 fix right there.
We're
like
paying $400 a person. There's 100 people on this plane.
Yeah, 40,000 in revenue
and
alone.
They're fixing shit with duct tape.
Yep. Dude, no, so the my last flight, I sat at the window right over the wing, and, like, dude, we're taking off, and, like, the wing is just, like, dancing.
They shake.
It felt like,
yeah,
dude, really
they
shake.
Look way
they
too brittle.
Back. And I was like, dude, I don't know. But the problem, like, with crashes, whenever, like, a wing comes off or, like, whatever, like, you're not aerodynamic at this point.
Yeah, then you're just
plummeting. You might still be aerodynamic, but you're not weighted correctly to be, like,
you're
able
spinning.
To float.
You're like a...
Yeah.
That's
spinning
down.
The one thing that gets me too is like literally a goose can kill everybody. Like you can be in a plane and if a goose flies in or gets sucked into that thing.
Dude, have you seen
it could in theory jam it up, mess it up, and then you go down.
Have you guys seen that I think it's Tom Hanks movie where he's like the pilot? Like this really happened like 10 years ago. They're flying out of one of the New York airports, and there's two. I don't know which one.
Dude lands on the Hudson.
Yeah, dude lands on the Hudson River. Have you seen
that? That's Sully. And that's Denzel Washington, I'm pretty sure.
No, the pilot is... I think Denzel Washington's in it, but the pilot of the plane who lands it is Tom Hanks.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is Tom Hanks. I almost said Tom Cruise. It's not. That's Top Gun. Anyway, that's a good movie, first of all.
I haven't seen the movie, but that's an insane real-life story.
The first Top Gun movie, like we say,
the Sullenberger thing.
We say what we want about Tom Cruise being a Scientologist and whatever else, but that first Top Gun movie, that's a good movie. Anyway, but with the Tom Hanks movie,
it's such an '80s type of like.
God, it's so good.
Volleyball and jeans, motorcycles, you know, feathered hair,
fucking
Val Kilmer,
fighter jets. Anyway,
yeah,
no, the Hudson River one, Tom Hanks, blah blah blah. What caused that plane crash was a bird flew into the engine and it like destroyed the engine. And like they were thankfully like, I don't know how, I mean, they weren't 30,000 feet. They were up in the sky. Like they weren't on the ground. And he, reacted efficiently. So shout out to Sully.
Sully. Yeah. That was the name of the movie, Tom Hanks. Emergency landing in the Hudson River. Is that the one where he like lands it upside down almost?
No, I don't think so.
That is crazy though.
That was a good movie. And I'm sure the story was, I'm sure the story in the movie was exaggerated, but they were like, why the fuck did you land it in the Hudson? Why didn't you turn back to LaGuardia? I think it was the airport.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. Like, and then a bunch of people ran tests. They're like, well, you technically could have turned it back. And then at the end of it, they're like, well, you guys are not taking into account like human error. Like, yeah. I didn't expect a bird to blow my engine up, and I freaked out for a second, and then I dealt with it.
I think it's Denzel Washington, but it's like he gets drunk or like has pill problems or drinking problem and is like flying the plane. And then something happens to the plane completely unrelated to him being inebriated. And then he ends up landing it in a way that saves everybody, but then it gets into this huge like lawsuit and everything because he was inebriated.
Well, yeah, that's
funny. And it was this kind of play of like, yeah, I was inebriated, but that's not what caused the wreck, and I saved everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of this weird dilemma of like, well, you were doing the thing wrong, but you did it right in the end.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, yeah, it's, I don't know how to react to that one. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't have been doing it.
It's like, yeah, I guess like, the thing is like, could he have prevented what happened had he not been inebriated?
Exactly. That's a good way to look at it.
Right? Like yeah, what it's hitting. Okay. It's like getting drunk, driving your car, crashing into somebody, and then giving them CPR so they survive.
Exactly. Like you did the wrong thing first. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can't create a mess and then clean up the mess and be rewarded for cleaning up the mess. It's like, look what I did.
The United States. Anyway,
have you guys seen the clip of the I think it's Spirit Airlines? What happened?
Is that the one where they duct taped that guy to the seat?
No,
because somebody duct taped a guy to a seat recently.
I seen that. That was recently. The Spirit Airlines, I think, was maybe 2-3 years ago. But so Spirit Airlines are like notorious for being like very rough flights.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they hit a massive bump, and there was the clip is the girl that like walks, what is it called?
The
stewardess.
Stewardess, yeah.
She's walking about to serve somebody a drink, and the bump hits so hard it sends her entire body flying up against it. Like she smacks the ceiling, like her entire body.
Oh my god!
Like boiled like coffee, like spilled all over a bunch of people. Like a bunch of people like got slammed into the roof. Like it, you need to watch that clip.
I'll look that up.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
All right. You know, you can make like $40,000-$50,000 a year just being a flight attendant.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Apparently, you can make more right now because they like can't get people to do it. And there's like, there are other airports or like China's airports and stuff. Like every flight attendant has like a very specific. You got to be this haircut, this height. Like everything is down to a science for them. But in the U.S., they're like, dude, whatever. Like if you will hand out water and peanuts, like you can come on.
Yeah, they're taking people with face tattoos right now.
I think
now,
they
so.
Do want. Yeah. I think they do typically want like.
That's like, your shot, Post Malone. Anyway, yeah.
Like thinner people, like though usually.
Yeah, like because smaller people. Yeah, I think they get to a level of that productivity of like, okay, we have 10 people, they all weigh 148. Yeah. So it's X amount of weight on the plane.
Yeah, it's for
to compensate.
Fuel efficiency. Right. And because like aisleways are pretty narrow with the, yeah. Anyway,
dude,
guys.
Let's get fat as shit and then just be flight attendants.
Let's not.
And just be just like, ugh.
That's an allegiance. No. Anyway, guys, that was it for our episode. Thank you all so much for listening. This was our 10th episode, and we wouldn't have got here without all the support that everyone's given us so far. Before we get out of here, a special shout out to our sponsor, Uday, at the Nutty Java in the Johnson City Mall. Go see him down in the food court and use our promo code SCURVY10 to get 10% off your entire order. That works on coffee, food, pastries, whatever you want. But go see him and tell him SCURVY10, you'll get 10% off. But anyway, we will catch you all next week. Hope you all enjoyed the episode. Bye.
See ya.
Later.